This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We want to tell you this. This show is learning tonight, this is a Fox News alert, from well-informed sources in the administration that White House Chief of Staff General John Kelly may be preparing to leave his job, likely very soon. Now, Kelly is an honorable and capable man, one of the most impressive ever to hold that post, and many will be sad to see him go, me included. The question is, who replaces him? Now, apparently there are several contenders tonight. Those would include OMB Director Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney is a whiz on budget matters. Does he agree with the president's core promises on immigration, though? Can he represent the interests of Trump's voters on border enforcement? That is not a small thing. It ought to be an absolute requirement for that job, White House Chief of Staff. Also on the list we are hearing is former aide Hope Hicks. Now, Hope Hicks is young and generally press shy, relatively few outside of Washington have even heard her speak. But in a White House riven by factionalism and leaking, Hicks is one of the very few people in Washington, maybe the very few people on the planet, who has the reflexive trust of the president. He could use more people like that, for sure, at a time like this. We'll keep you posted as to what we hear on that.
Well, I agree with Tucker on this one that John Kelly I have high regard for as well. I think he brought some order and needed at a time when the Trump administration needed some discipline there. Trump, you know, love him for all his attributes and that. I mean, like anything, when you build a team, you're looking for strengths and weaknesses. And I think you needed the strength and order of a John Kelly to come in and compliment this president and, you know, to get things squared away, because in the early days of the administration, it was fast and loose. I mean, there were too many people having access to the president. I mean, even to the point with, the infamous Amorosa creating some, and there was others as well, not just her, that was causing some disruption. And John Kelly, if you recall, you know, brought some order there in the Oval Office, and so we'll see what happens with the rumors of, who could be the next one there, whether it's Hope Hicks or Mick Mulvaney or somebody else altogether different. Meanwhile, the former Fox News president accepted the job, as a top White House job in the comms department. We're talking Bill Shine. He's accepted a senior position in the Trump administration. CNN Politics, a source with a knowledge of the situation, told CNN on Wednesday, while the details of his hiring are still being finalized, he's not expected to become communications director, a position he discussed at length with the president at least twice in the past, which has been left vacant since Hope Hicks left the White House in March. Instead, Shine will likely become deputy chief of staff in charge of communications. So we're going to see how that plays out. Things are always changing there with the president and the Oval Office, and in light of all the pressure, and of course, with the sentiment in D.C., led by the charge of Mad Maxine, attacking anybody that has to do with Trump. You know, she says they chase him down in the restaurants, in the streets, in the gas pumps. You talk about a lack of civility, but yet, this is one thing that you got to love about progressives is they are they're walking dichotomies and expressions of irony. And this is Mad Maxine, and she is unhinged. And Donald Trump is definitely, making her the poster child of the Democratic Party. One of the gifts that just keeps on giving. But meanwhile, causing some uncomfortability for those associated with Donald Trump, whether it happens to be at a restaurant or a movie theater. Kind of ridiculous, don't you think, when, these people are trying to, serve we the people and do right by us, and then we have this kind of, this kind of animus and lack of civility going on in our government today. I mean, you're hoping that there would be some level-minded voice that could break through the insanity and get people in their lanes and behaving themselves. And, Yeah, let's get this country back on track. What a novel concept, right? I mean, after all, this is what we're paying for. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As I said, that is our target focus, to get this country back on track. Not a Democrat or Republican thing, progressive or whatever else you want to associate it with. It's an us kind of thing. It's the United States kind of thing. A return to our grassroots that elevated America, that has made us the power and the shining light that we have become in the world today. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this next story and our next guest is so all-encompassing and heartbreaking and redeeming and elevating all at the same time. Most amazing. An Air Force Vietnam vet, a reservist serving at the Pentagon on 9/11, who went on to study theology, served as a guest chaplain for the U.S. House of Representatives last week and spoke at the Congressional Worship Service. He was in D.C. for the National POW MIA Family League Conference, and he and some buddies are working on a project to recover the remains of some of their unit who were lost in Vietnam. You know, we're talking about remains coming back from North Korea. Lest we forget, there are still remains in Vietnam, and we're definitely grateful. But a little bit more to the story here to give you a well-rounded perspective on Ron Bracey. At the heart of his story is that he is a father who gave his only son for our nation. Think about that. His son followed his footsteps, loved flying, and then was lost in a combat mission. In Ron's new book called Walk On, From the Valley of Despair to the Mountaintop of Praise, he tells his story while teaching from Habakkuk, which ends with this: "The Lord God is my strength, and he's made my feet like hinds feet, and makes me walk on high places." Ron Bracey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for being willing to talk with me today.
Oh, Ron, it is such an honor on so many levels. A Vietnam vet, I'm a Vietnam era vet. I served in the Marine Corps. My brother's career, Air Force, my second oldest brother, Army, field radio operator, in the heat of it in Vietnam, experiencing aspects of combat that, thank God in many respects, less than 1% of our children, endure. These are amazing stories, and you yourself have gone through it, and, going through the loss of your one and only son, we are so indebted to you. We are the people that we remember so deeply in our hearts every Memorial Day. And it is such an honor to be talking to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate those kind words and the spirit in which I hear behind your words, and it is a desire that the message is what I care about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a lot of people reading the book and how it touches their lives, and that's really what I desire for just this interview itself, is just to let more people know about the message that's within the book.
Well, when you experience a loss that you and your family went through, and being a man of faith, we find comfort in God's words and in those moments. I call them the Salem moments. And when you go through a loss like this, that Salem moment is extended a lot more than maybe we see when we read a certain passage in the book and we come to that word Selah, and we may pause for for a second or a minute to contemplate what God has just shared with us. But when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, like what you experienced, that Salem moment goes on and on and on, does it not?
It does. In fact, what I share about that is that time stopped for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped for 4 years, in which, like Habakkuk, I was just asking God the questions that we all ask. Mm-hmm. Why?
Right.
Why did this have to happen? Couldn't there have been some other way? I just kept asking, and for 4 years, I had no answers. I literally, and I think Habakkuk went through that, because mm-hmm. he continually, the message says, how long, how long, how long? And so it is a ongoing process that takes a lot of time.
Well, you imagine, and I imagine, for what you've gone through and can only imagine, the heart's cry of asking, how long. And our Father says, come and talk to me, contend with me, ask me your questions. It's a time to be real and understand and know God from a whole different perspective, is it not?
It is. Oftentimes when we are dealing with people who's going through tragedies in their life, we're outside of that, and so we really don't understand. And oftentimes our well-meaning words are from a surface standpoint. And mm-hmm. so until you actually, and that's what I had experienced. I had been a pastor and a chaplain, and I had always dealt with this kind of event from a third-person perspective. But when this happened, as it happened, then it became something very real and very personal.
Well, I have to believe what you have to offer now as a result of the pain and suffering and going through the other side of the valley of the shadow of death, what you have to share with people is so much more profound. As you say, we have a limited viewpoint. Unless you've been in the valley of the shadow of death and have experienced all the phases that you must go through. It's not a hurry-up microwave experience. As you say, this was four enduring and very painful years before you could, come out to the other side and go from grief to praise.
That's true.
Well, tell us more. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to say is that what I learned through that was that that no matter what happens, God is there, and He is, while He seems to be silent, He's still working.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those four long years, He still gave me the strength to walk on through each day of life, to know how to deal with situations. And so all of those 4 years were not meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
They were working to get me to come to understand how much that God is there for us, even when He doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, exactly. Ron Bracey is with us. His brand new book, Walk On, from the valley of despair to the mountaintop of praise. A verse that we read earlier from the book of Habakkuk is at the basis of what kept him focused on God's promises. And more from Ron on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? Oh, we'll pray. Yeah. When the church wants to pray.
I'll tell you, when I was growing up, I often heard that prayer changes things. And as I have gotten older and experienced time and again how God answers prayer, it just brings to mind even more so. And it's so uplifting to realize there is a God that listens and changes things. You know, there's so much to get excited about in our country today and our culture. And people of faith can be encouraged to know where the answer is. It doesn't lie in a political figure. It doesn't, lie in a voice of a celebrity. It is before a God who loves us, who knows what is going on, that nothing that is happening in the universe today, nothing that's happening in the borders, what's happening overseas, what's happening in North Korea is a surprise to God. God has planned all this out. He knows. And we just need to pray that we would be in concert and in union with God's purpose and his will to be done on all these issues, and that wisdom would reign to where we could truly be united and affect the divine purpose that God has planned, you know, for each of us individually as citizens of this country, as this country, and the impact that it should have on this world. Our conversation with Dr. Ron Bracey continues. He's a proven tough guy who started with acceptance in the U.S. Air Force Academy, spent his military career in the Air Force, flying nearly 200 combat missions, more than half of them over North Vietnam, was on duty at the Pentagon in 9/11 and a witness of that terrible day, also a man of faith. He later did graduate work in biblical studies, culminating in a Ph.D. But despite all he had seen and endured, his most severe test of life and faith came the day his only son was lost in a combat mission. He writes about it in his book, Walk On, From the Valley of Despair to the Mountaintop of Praise. Ron, as we were talking earlier, you took inspiration from that verse of Habakkuk. And throughout the book of Habakkuk, he cries out to God saying, why? And this was your heart's cry to God, you know, during that four-year period, as you said, that you endured and went through to know God and find God in a whole new dimension.
Well, that's very true. I'd grown up in the church, but I really didn't come to know God in a very personal way until after I came back from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. In a town called Zweibrücken, which means two bridges, in Germany. And, but even then, I still did not really know God in the personal way that I came to know him after, Todd's death. Mm-hmm. When I really found myself not depending upon myself and my abilities, but where it was total dependence upon God and his working within my life.
Now, I want to get into more of the major topics of Walk On, your book, but for our audience sake, explain, is this a devotional or more of an autobiography?
Well, it's a true story. Mm-hmm. It's a true story on two levels. It's a true story on the level of Habakkuk, in which I explain Habakkuk and the book. And so it's his true story of how he dealt with tragedy in his life. Mm-hmm. And then the book, I intertwined Habakkuk's story with true stories from many, many people's lives as they dealt with the tragedies within their lives. And so those stories are also true in that nature of people that I dealt with over the years. And so some have said it's autobiographical, or they sense an autobiographical, but it can be used as a Bible study. I actually mm-hmm. wrote the book that way. There's self-reflective questions at the end of each chapter. So it can be used at many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess one of the questions that people have of you is, you know, what was God's purpose in this for your life, to allow you to go through the loss of your son? What do you tell people when they ask that question?
Well, I tell them my own life. I'm all always a I've always been a person that questioned everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give me a statement and expect me to just automatically accept it, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to probe and search and try to find the truth behind that statement.
Mm-hmm.
And so even in my Christian life, I was always questioning, you know, scripture and trying to find the truth from within it. But I was also a very, and I honestly admit, a very proud, very person, mm-hmm. and dependent upon myself to do things. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you consider, I was reading about your background. You started out. I mean, life didn't start out really fair for you. You were conditioned, you know, to take a hold of your own life. You were orphaned, and then adopted at the age of 5, and grew up with a lot of, you know, without a lot of advantages. So you kind of started behind the starting line to begin with. And in that process, you could have gone two ways. You could have given up and just said, hey, okay. But there was a part of you that drove you to, you know, take charge and be responsible for your life. And so it's no wonder that you would be at that point to think, okay, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me. And though you had some awareness of God, you still had that, that was kind of like the ace in the hole for you, is that if all else failed, you always had you, right?
That's true. And people confronted me on that point in my life as I was growing up. I go back to my mother. My mother is the one who I call as who adopted me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize and got to know later on my birth mother, and I realized that she made choices that in the end turned out to be the best for me. Mm-hmm. Then the mother, the one that raised me, she and my dad, they always taught me to seek truth. And so it was just a natural thing for me to always be questioning. And that's why I think I resonate with Habakkuk so closely, is because that's exactly what he did. He
right.
did not just accept what his religion taught him. He challenged and questioned God much like a prosecuting attorney would. And
yeah.
and through all of that, God just kept answering his questions and kept patiently working with him. And bringing him to an awareness to where even though what was going wrong in his life, he could say, look, I'm going to walk on and trust God in all this. And that's what I see that God was working in my life to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Bracy, people of faith, born-again Christians, somehow are under a bit of a delusion to think that maybe they're untouchable. You know, it's, well, I have a profession of faith, so, you know, I should be immune from the evils of this world, right?
Well, you know, that's not true, and Scripture even makes it clear there. You know, the sun shines on every person, and the rain falls on every person. And I wrote this book. I didn't write this book merely for Christians. I wrote this book for any person in the world, no matter their circumstances or where they are or where they live. I wrote the book to say to them, here is a way to look at life and to enable you to walk through and walk on in no matter what's going on in your life.
Exactly. Well, it is a gift, Ron, on so many levels. And we thank you for your service, for your son's service. We come alongside you, you know, in your loss of your son. And we're grateful for Walk On from the Valley of Despair to the Mountaintop of Praise. Go to walkonbook.com for more information.
Yes, sir.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused of killing five people yesterday at a Maryland newspaper, Jared Ramos has been charged with five counts of first-degree murder, and Ramos is scheduled for a bail hearing at 10:30 this morning Eastern in Annapolis, Maryland, where the shooting took place yesterday afternoon. He's accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette, against which he reportedly had a vendetta after it ran an article about him 7 years ago, after he had pleaded guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is saying the chief editor of the newspaper wasn't in the office at the time.
I was speaking to the editor of the Capitol probably 20 minutes beforehand. That editor was not in the building when the shooter came in, or he would have been dead, I'm sure. He doesn't go away very often. He works really hard.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescue word. He's our rescue word. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how great the command. We will praise the Lord, our rescue word.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you love us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Smith is going to be joining us, constitutional attorney, Second Amendment expert, and he released the following statement on Justice Kennedy's retirement and what the next justice in the court should do, referring to the Second Amendment. He says Justice Kennedy was in the majority in both the Heller and the McDonald decisions, holding that the Second Amendment protects the individual right to bear arms, but the Supreme Court has been hesitant to push too far in questions of the constitutionality of various gun control laws, such as assault weapon bans, high-capacity magazine bans, and limitations on concealed carry laws. Trump should appoint another originalist in the mode of Justice Scalia and Neil Gorsuch. By doing so, the Supreme Court can begin to expand on protections to gun owners and ensure that Second Amendment rights do not become second-class constitutional rights. The Supreme Court should treat the Second Amendment with the same reverence as the First Amendment and as broadly as the First Amendment. I say dilly-dilly. And Mark Smith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on today. Next week.
Hey, it has been, huh? Boy, SCOTUS has been busy, and of course, with the announcement that Justice Kennedy, not a big surprise, we anticipated his retirement. There were many signs that it was coming soon, and now the president has his list that he's been carrying with him, even, I think, before he was inaugurated. And we already got Neil Gorsuch off that list, and we'll see who comes up next, right?
That's right, Bill. I think you're going to look at... If this was a football game, you'd watch them run the exact same offensive play a second time. I think they're basically going to do everything they can to say, how do we repeat the tremendous success of the Neil Gorsuch nomination? And I think that's what the White House is working on right now, to make sure that we get another Neil Gorsuch. Wasn't that long ago we said we wanted to get another Antonin Scalia, but now we're saying we want to get another Neil Gorsuch. Of course, Gorsuch replaced Scalia as an originalist, a textualist who believed that the way to interpret the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, is by looking to what the Founding Fathers thought the language meant, the how it should work, and the like. And I think that's what the White House is doing now. And, of course, there's a very strong list of 25 people, I think most of whom, if not all of whom, will be excellent on the Second Amendment. And while Kennedy, you know, Justice Kennedy was very good on many issues, and he was solid on the Second Amendment. He is in the majority in the Heller decision and the McDonald decision. But remember, the Heller Supreme Court case and the McDonald Supreme Court case, all it really said was that we as Americans have a right to have guns in our houses, in our homes.
Right.
The Supreme Court has not expressly, as of today, said that you have a right to guns outside of the home, and that is the next step in their jurisprudence to kind of strengthen the Second Amendment. And that has not happened in the last 10 years, but I think that's where we're looking to go with a new justice.
And I like how you frame this, Mark, that our Second Amendment has become a bit of a second-class status here, has it not?
That's right. The protections, I mean, if you compare it to the First Amendment, so the First Amendment protects pornography. The First Amendment protects, what strippers wear. It protects all sorts of craziness under the views of the First Amendment.
Yeah, but including Mad Maxine Waters, right?
Exactly right, including all the comments from Congresswoman Waters encouraging Trump supporters to be harassed. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the Second Amendment, you find that all these nuisance laws out in California, in New York City, in Chicago, where, you know, it's hard to get a gun. In fact, let's talk about Maryland for a moment because of this tragic shooting yesterday. This
exactly.
is another example where you have a crazy guy who was known to be crazy, who was known to be harassing and putting up Twitter accounts, attacking the paper, attacking the newspaper journalists going back like a decade or something like that, many years, long before Trump was president, by the way. And they knew about this guy. But Maryland, as a state, is really a gun control state. So you do not have a right to conceal carry or carry handguns or anything like that without the permission, which is hard to get, of the Maryland State Police.
Right.
So here we have another gun-free zone. You have a known crazy walks into a gun-free zone and shoots up the place. And I think it's those kinds of rules that another Supreme Court justice who would enforce the Second Amendment like the First Amendment is enforced will start to change those rules and tell states like Maryland, no way, you cannot condition the Second Amendment on what the Maryland State Police want. They get to carry guns to protect themselves, to prevent massacres that happened like yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you notice one of the key reporting points that they really focused in on was, by the grace of God, they were there within, 60 seconds? And they kept repeating
that.
Normally, we're talking, it could be anywhere from 12 to 18 minutes, and there'd have been a lot more than five dead and two wounded in this particular case. So very fortunate that there was that quick response time. But that is highly unique, is it not, Mark?
Yeah, but you know what, Bill? Unfortunately, yesterday's tragedy and the fast response time of the police demonstrate the importance of you having your own firearm, or at least the right to have it.
Right.
Because although I'm a supporter of police, and I have no problems with law enforcement, okay, the reality is, and this is the old saying, I'm sure you've used it yourself, Bill, when seconds count,
exactly,
the police are minutes away. Now, here the police were only 60 seconds away, and yet five people got killed. because seconds counted.
Exactly.
And again, this is not a knock on the police. They can't be everywhere at all times. It's just the reality of it. So at the end of the day, and I write about this in my book, Duped, which is how the gun controllers are trying to take away our rights. Mm-hmm. I write about how you, your listeners, are their own first responders. When we go to football or baseball games and they introduce the first responders, the paramedics and the police and the firemen, you know, I applaud them as well. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, they're not first responders. They're
right.
always the second responders. Mm-hmm. You and I are the first responders to the predator, to the crime, to the problem. Someone calls 911 and then they come second. The police are really second responders. We're the first responders. And because we're the real first responders, we need to have the same level of firepower as the second responders, i.e. the police do.
Exactly. No, that's an excellent point, Mark, and I'm glad you brought that up. You know, and look what sheriffs across the country are encouraging people who have concealed carry permits. What are they telling people?
Well, again,
carry your gun. You know, they're saying, bring your gun. I mean, these are sheriffs across the country, not in every state of the union, obviously, but in these areas where they can and they have concealed carry, they are encouraging them to make sure that they are carrying.
That's right. And what I write about in the book, Duped, specifically, is how concealed carry holders are actually more law-abiding,
right,
statistically speaking, than law enforcement. Law enforcement officers commit more crimes than concealed carry holders in the United States. People that carry guns are law-abiding. They're careful. They understand the power they have in their pockets or in their holsters, mm-hmm. and they respect the law greatly, and we need more of them.
Yeah, they understand. They own that round. When it goes down, once it leaves the weapon, it goes down range. They own that bullet, and they understand that, do they not?
That's right, Bill. As I like to say, every bullet you fire has a lawyer attached to it.
Wow.
So if you misfire and you shoot the wrong place or the wrong thing or the wrong person or something like that, that bullet is going to have a lawyer attached to it, and you'll be sued or prosecuted or whatnot if you don't do it properly. And I think gun owners understand this. And that's one of the interesting things I write about in the book, Duped, is that in these blue state cities like New York City and Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, which are the media capitals of the world, they really have no experience with firearms, and they write about guns, and they don't know what they're talking about. And the problem is that they're not really able to experience guns because, Bill, here in New York City, where I'm out of, mm-hmm. I'm not legally allowed to bring anyone to a gun range and have them pick up a handgun and experience a handgun because they would be committing a felony by picking up a handgun in New York City without a gun license.
Exactly.
But how
well,
can
Mark,
they get a gun license or do it? If they,
we got to leave it right there, Mark. Look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation. Mark Smith on Bill Martinez Live.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire. America, we're a nation built by hard work. And when we get knocked down, we get back up. Now we're making a comeback. Starting to grow faster than we have in years. Wages are going up. We have more job openings than people looking to fill them. American trade, free trade, is essential to that prosperity. Powering our economy, creating jobs. But we could be risking it all because tariffs will raise prices in America, hurting American workers and small business owners. Hurting farmers who get penalized selling food overseas. Hurting families raising children. If we want to keep growing, we must keep trading, not tax ourselves with tariffs and make our businesses less competitive. Protect American trade. Support freedom. Oppose tariffs.
paid for by Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Ken Cuccinelli joins us, an American politician and lawyer who served as the 46th Attorney General of Virginia from 2010 until 2014, was a Republican nominee for governor of Virginia in 2013 for the Virginia gubernatorial election. He is a member of Right on Crime and is here to talk about the White House's championing prison reform. Ken, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. I hope you are.
Hey, doing wonderful. We've got so much happening in the world of politics and our government this day. But lest we lose eye of all the things that are going on, I got to congratulate the efforts that are being put forth regarding prison reform. This has been a very difficult topic that we've been wading through, but I think we may be getting close to really doing something about it. What do you say?
Well, I think you're right. We've never come as far as we have now. We've got a bill out of the House called the First Step Act that the president supports. And it had bipartisan support, overwhelming. It was voted out 360-59.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very solid vote, 6-1 ratio on that. So now we're waiting for it to either be brought straight to the floor in the Senate by Mitch McConnell, or for Chairman Grassley in the Chairman of the Judiciary Committee to bring it up in the Judiciary Committee. And we're concerned that if it doesn't happen soon, that it just becomes one of these languishing items that never happens in the Senate. And with as much bipartisan support as this bill has, it would be a real shame to pass up the opportunity to really improve the rehabilitation that prisoners get at the federal level and aiding their efforts at successful reentry. And successful reentry to us means they don't commit more crimes,
mm-hmm.
so we lower the recidivism rate. So this is also about preventing future crime. It does not affect the length of sentences. but it does affect what happens while the convicted criminals are in federal prisons.
Exactly. And the trajectory they have when they get out. Speaking of Mitch McConnell, he decided to keep the Senate, out of recess and keep him home for the summer. I don't know how long he's going to be able to do that, but hopefully it would be nice if they would be able. I know there's lots of jobs and positions that, the president has been waiting on for a long time, but
yeah.
You would think that so much work has been done on this that this should not be a heavy lift for the Senate to attack, is it?
No, it really shouldn't. As far as such things go, it can be pretty quick. Not to say everyone will agree 100%. No one ever does. But it's still something that can be put through. And I would note that while Mitch McConnell has said, we're not going to have an August recess with all these nominations pending, they still are only working about 2 to 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, they have a recess every weekend, and it's 4 or 5 days long. And until they start staying in for that duration, it's going to be hard to get to things like the First Step Act there,
mm-hmm.
because they've prioritized the nominations, as Mitch McConnell said. And it isn't that they're not important, but it does box out things like the opportunity to see some real conservative justice reform actually happen.
Well, we're trying to break through all the other issues that America,
right.
Main Street America is dealing with, whether it's stuff at the border, North Korea, on. And this is something that has, it comes into the spotlight. It's in the crosshairs. And so here's our opportunity to put it, back in the crosshairs for Main Street America. Can do them a favor, bring them up to date on right on crime, the situation, the condition as it stands right now, and why you and others are fighting so hard for and grateful for what the president is doing in championing prison reform.
Yeah, I'm part of a coalition of conservatives called Right on Crime. Obviously, as you noted, I'm a former attorney general. We have other law enforcement folks. There's also people like Newt Gingrich and Grover Norquist, names that a lot of conservatives recognize. And we've been working with people on the left on the areas where we can work together, and this bill represents some of that. 95% of the criminals in our prisons are coming back out. They don't have life sentences. They're not getting the death penalty. They're coming back out to our communities. And with the amount of money we're spending on holding these folks in prison, they should come out better people than they went in. And one way to measure that is by lower crime rates when they come out. Is there more recidivism or less with these programs? And we didn't just come up with these things that are in the First Step Act. They've been tried. They've been used in Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, the Dakotas, and in a lot of red states, you'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
And what drove the states to this was how it was breaking their budgets. And so they found ways, and we're borrowing the successful ones, they found ways to lower crime rates and lower their prison budgets. And note the importance. Those two things are counterintuitive. It's hard to imagine spending less money and getting lower crime rates. But the reality is, if you do it right, that's the other part of Right on Crime, using
right.
data-driven, evidence-based approaches, then you have a much higher track record, you have a much higher success rate, and that's what we're doing. We're borrowing from the states. The feds aren't leading here. They're following. They're following successful uses of these ideas in the states and in some of our toughest on crime states in the country. So we know this works. It prioritizes public safety. The first goal is to lower recidivism, but it's to do it in a way that respects the dignity, even of people who have done wrong and made mistakes,
right.
and invite them back into their families and their communities as constructive participants instead of leaving them in a position where they feel like their only alternative is to go back to a life of crime.
And I'm glad you addressed that, because that was my next question, Ken, was the dignity of people who have served their crime and coming back. I mean, it's critical. I mean, what we're realizing today, I think because of the surge in productivity of our country, what's happening in, with the economy, the enthusiasm factor. At the very core of this is this sense of productivity. And what I have defined in my experience is people having a fair chance to win. If they have that sense that they've got a fair chance to win out there, and I'm not talking at somebody else's expense, I'm talking about that they're in a win-win right. environment, boy, people thrive and they're happier during in that kind of environment. Hasn't that been your experience as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's an old quote, there are many from Ronald Reagan, but one of his best ones is the best social welfare program in the world is a job.
Is a job, yes.
As a job. And we want these folks, mostly men, but also women, when they come out, to have the skills, the education, the ability, and the understanding. Things about how do you interview, you know, how, showing up on time day after day after day, all the basics that people learn in entry-level work, that they come out ready and willing and enthusiastic to take on exactly those kinds of roles. And in addition, maintaining their contact with their families. One of the things in the First Step Act is to try to hold prisoners within reach of their home. So where it's possible as a matter of security, and that's a big condition, that prisoners would be held within 500 driving miles of home, that by itself is not so close, but it's within reach. It beats across the country and so forth, so that they can have visits with family members, so that their kids can come see them once in a while. Those kinds of connections, we know the data shows lower crime rates when they get out, and they tie them to their communities by tying them to their families. They become far more likely to be more constructive citizens when they come out.
It's rather holistic, isn't it?
Yes, that is exactly right. And what, one of the things the states have found is if you do any one of these things, if you get someone GED educated, or if you get them auto mechanic skills or what have you, but they don't even have a bus fare to get back to their community, or they haven't had contact with their family, if they don't have those kinds of things as well, their chances of success are just much lower. Mm-hmm. And that means their odds of returning to crime are much higher. And so by taking a holistic approach, just as you describe, using, by the way, a lot of volunteers, a lot of volunteers come into this, and this bill will reopen the prisons to volunteers in a way that have been closed off to us for about 3.5 years now. That is a recipe for success, and we know it because it's happened in some of the states in this country that have undertaken exactly these kinds of reforms.
Well, Ken, you put out a golden nugget a moment ago, and I want people to hear this. Even if you're coming out of the system, or even if you're out to work today, you talked about showing up for work on time. I remember years ago, this is decades ago, it was a U.S. labor study, said that you were in the top 10% of the U.S. Labor force if you showed up for work every day on time. You want to be in the top 10%? Just show up for work every day on time. You know?
Right.
Well, Ken Cuccinelli, we appreciate the information. Tell everybody where they can go for more information for Right on Crime.
Well, Right on Crime is on the web, in fact, and we're easy to find via Google. Almost everything is easy to find via Google, right?
Yes.
And we have been tracking this First Step Act at the federal level for years now. Well, it's only been successful in the last few months, but we are hoping now to move through the Senate successfully. And we're going to need folks to call their senators and urge them to go forward as well. Otherwise, this bill will languish with so many others, and we can't have that. And we're at rightoncrime.com. It's just rightoncrime.com. You can find out more.
Here's your chance to be a part of the solution. Ken Cuccinelli on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ken. Take care.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lover.